dialysis, as you've heard the last two speakers. I've grown up with an awareness. Growing up in the 80s, I was very aware of US state-sponsored terrorism, particularly in Central America. Was quite interested in trying to offer some solidarity in that situation. I've been involved in working with several marginalized groups of people, not in war-torn areas, but just generally in several different capacities. Been quite involved in women's issues. And I guess the turning point for me was being in the States during 9/11. And I was horrified by what happened, but I was also horrified by the reaction of people around me, quite sane people, some of them friends. The reaction was basically, go and bomb these people, you know, whoever they are, they're Arabs, they have to be Arabs, just bomb them. And that's that. There was no thought. There was no thought for the complexity when I suggested that American foreign policy hadn't been perfect. It was seen as a big affront to quite a few people. I'm not saying that this is across the board, of course, I'm not, but this is something that I witnessed. And then when the bombing of Afghanistan was happening, I was living in Sweden at the time, and there's a very strong peace movement over there. There were marches every other day from what I could see. And I've been on plenty of marches over the years, but as Quiva said, the mantras just don't seem to work. I felt at this point so tired of watching these policies destroying lives and destroying countries, that I just knew there had to be another way of protesting this so-called New World Order that was more, perhaps a little bit more creative, and that upped the ante a little bit as well. And this was something that just, I think, if you're aware of a truth and you don't act on it, you go crazy, basically. And in a way, if I'm honest about it, this action and getting involved with this wonderful group of people was a way of not going crazy, but it was also an act of conscience. I just want to say, finally, that I'm really, really honoured that Cathy Kelly is here, and Quiva, both of them are heroes of mine. And Ian, thank you so much. It's really an honour, and I'm very humbled by the three of you. And thank you to all the Pit Stop Plowshares group for providing community and solidarity. That's all I want to say. Great.